Friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this edition of the Archie Hardy program, as once again we declare to you, souls are crying and men are dying. We must do all we can to win the lost at any cost. And the message you will hear today is a great witnessing tool that will help you to share God's love with those who need to know. I'm Sharon Knotts, and I'm happy to introduce this message that I preached at Faith Tabernacle Church, the greatest offer ever made. John 3:16 is the greatest story ever told of the greatest offer ever made by the greatest person who ever lived. You may think you've heard all there is to preach about this verse, but I urge you to listen to this message today, and your eyes will be opened and your heart enlightened to this truth in a way you've never experienced before. Both comforting and convicting, the greatest offer ever made will flood your heart with the power of the gospel. And now the message.
How many love that song we sang a little while ago, Amazing Grace? It's my favorite song. It was written by John Newton. John Newton was a captain, an English captain of a slave ship. He was a slave trader. He went to the shores of Africa and stole people away from their freedom, and he brought them to the Caribbean islands to be sold as slaves. You see, that's why he said in that song, saved a wretch. See, that's a wretch. A slave trader, a captain of a slave ship is a wretch. He said that one time on that ship, he was in a savage storm that threatened to sink that ship and take his never-dying soul to the bottom of the sea as a wretch. But he cried out to God, and God saved him, and he went into the ministry. And he never, ever, ever got over the grace of God. He marveled at the grace of God for the rest of his life. And I just want to say, if you haven't seen the movie Amazing Grace, it's on DVD, get it. John Newton's story is in there. It's not about it only. It's not the starring point, but it's a major point. That's why it's called Amazing Grace, because he wrote that song. And Amazing Grace is really John Newton's autobiography. And he said John 3:16 was his flagship scripture. Because he said, if Jesus would have said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son so that John Newton should not perish but should have everlasting life, he said, I would have thought he meant some other John Newton. I would have thought that it must be somebody else with the same name as me, that it could not be me. But he said, when Jesus said, whosoever, he said, I knew that it meant me too. Whosoever. Whosoever meant John Newton, the wretched, the slave trader. Whosoever means that one on Skid Row, that one that's in deepest sin. That one that has sinned against God again and again and again. Because whosoever even meant the thief on the cross. Amen. What did the thief say to Jesus? He said, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. And Jesus said, today, today you shall be with me in paradise. Whosoever shall not perish. Now we cannot overlook in this beautiful, greatest verse on the love of God. Even in this superlative verse on the love of God, there is a reference to judgment. And we would be remiss if we just skipped over it. He said, should not perish. That means it's a possibility somebody is going to perish. Amen? Someone is going to come under God's judgment because God's love and God's justice are inseparable. Like I said, God will hound you down even to the cross. The thief got saved, but you have to choose. Because you see, there was another thief that was crucified with Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus hung between two thieves. How many knew that or heard that? Between two thieves. That's why a lot of times when you see pictures and paintings of the Jesus cross, you see two crosses next to it. The one thief, as I just said, remember me. Jesus said, you're with me, boy. You're going with me. When I go, you go. Where I go, you go. But the other thief was hard-hearted. Sin had hardened his heart. and he railed on Jesus. He said mockingly, if you be the Son of God, then why don't you save yourself and save us too? See, that's what sin can do to people. It can make them so hard. One died on the cross of repentance. Because when he said, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, remember me, he was confessing Lord. See, Romans wasn't written yet. He didn't know the verse, if you confess the Lord. He confessed him because the Holy Spirit revealed that to his heart. He said, Lord. And the moment he said, Lord, Jesus received him. He hung on the cross of repentance, but the other thief hung on the cross of rebellion. And in between the two crosses was the cross of redemption. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And they had to choose. And so do you. Because God will never violate your right to choose, even if you choose the wrong thing. He will never take away your right to choose, even if it would be better for you if he did. Amen? That's why he sends so many warnings. Amen? Because he knows. He knows if you don't make the right choice, you shall perish. And what did we read up front? He's not willing that any should perish. He cannot make the choice for you, but he will do everything possible to keep you from perishing. How many know about the story of the great ship, the Titanic? It was called the unsinkable ship. It was the wonder of man's handiwork. For seaworthy vessels, and never was there a ship like it to that time. And it was beautiful, and it was leaving England on its maiden voyage to the United States in 1912 when it hit an iceberg. And 1,520 people perished because there were not enough life jackets and lifeboats for everybody on board. When they realized that the unsinkable ship was going to sink, they began to take the lifeboats, and they allowed the women and the children first to have life jackets and get on the lifeboats. In the case where there was a father traveling alone with the young child, he was allowed to get on the lifeboat too with his young child. There was a preacher of the gospel on the Titanic that day. His name was John Harper. And he was traveling with his little 6-year-old daughter all alone, just the two of them. And so they gave John Harper and his little girl a life jacket, and they led him to the lifeboat and told him to get on with his little daughter. But the last minute, he kissed his little daughter and he put her on the lifeboat and he went back, because he knew that hundreds of souls were going to perish in those icy waters. And he knew that as a minister of the gospel, he had to try to get to as many of them as he possibly could. And once that great Titanic ship went down, and it was inverted like this, and they could no longer hold on, and they began to plunge and plunge, soul after soul after soul, in those frigid waters that no one could survive for long. They found themselves in the water. And John Harper, he would swim from one person to the other saying, are you saved? Are you saved? Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus as your Lord? Do you know Jesus as your Savior? And thank God, we're talking about 1912. Many of them said yes. Because you know, what were they singing when the boat went down? What the bands played, the orchestra played until the last moment. What were they singing? Nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer, my God, to thee. And one after one said, yes, yes. And he swam to another, and he came to one man. He said, are you saved? He said, no. And John Harper said, do you want to be saved? And with a hard heart, he said, no. And John Harper took off his life jacket and he put it on that man. He said, sir, you need this more than I do. out of 1,520 souls that fell into those frigid waters, only 6 people survived. 6 people out of 1,520. And one of those people was that man that John Harper had given his life jacket to. And later, at a reunion for those 6 people, he stood up and said, "I became a born-again Christian. And I have been preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to my dying day." And I say to you this morning that if John Harper was not willing for that one man to perish and would give him his life jacket to save his physical life in hopes that one day he would see his need of the Savior, and his faith paid off, but it cost him his life. But if he was willing to give his life for that one man, that he should not perish, then I say to you, how much more is your heavenly Father not willing that you should perish? How much more when he gave Jesus Christ his Son for you? Like we read a moment ago in Romans, how many say amen? That you should not perish. The word perish is a word of destruction. Amen? He wants to deliver you from hell. I want to go on to eternal life. I want to go on, but I have to be true to the scripture. I've got to make you understand what perish means. It doesn't mean you drown and it's all over. That would be terrible. I would not want to die by drowning. But it would be over, it would be over. No, it doesn't work that way. There is something after. There is something after. There is something after.
Amen. I trust that you are being immensely blessed by this uplifting and gracious message, the greatest offer ever made. John 3:16 is the greatest story ever told about the greatest offer ever made by the greatest person who ever lived. It expresses in one verse the irreducible love of God, and it all comes down to one thing. He loved us even when we didn't know him. Paul wrote in the Ephesians that his prayer was that we would know the width, the length, the depth, and the height of the love of God that is past knowing. Is this a paradox? No, because the more you come to know the love of God, the more there is to know. In this carefully structured teaching, we will see by examining every phrase of John 3:16, the unsearchable riches of God's love to whosoever will. And in this day of rising false messiahs, we must know there is only one Savior, one Redeemer, one Lord, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Either he was a liar, a lunatic, or he is Lord as he said. He stands alone on the pages of history, the only way, truth, and life. I really hope that you will order this message and consider sharing it with someone who is in danger of perishing. Yes, even the greatest story ever told bears a warning of judgment. And for every whosoever in your life who thinks that he or she is outside of the circle of God's love and forgiveness, or who appears to be just unconvicted about their need for a Savior, this stirring delivery will surely strike the hidden chord of their heart's deepest need. It is available on CD and audio cassette for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer SK141 CD for the CD or SK141T for the audio tape. Please send your request and orders to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or go online at rghardy.org.